Hello, friends. This is Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting, although the signal is coming from Bellevue, Washington today outside Seattle, I'm actually physically in Tokyo, Japan. And through the miracle of modern technology and Skype, I'm broadcasting from a conference here. I'm here at the guest of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project here in Tokyo, and been giving a series of seminars and channeled messages from the late Dr. Masaru Emoto here in Tokyo, and also attending their wonderful Hado School. It's early in the morning here in Tokyo. It's a few minutes after 6 a.m. On Saturday, we are 16 hours ahead of Seattle, but we're all on the same page as far as connection, so I'm so glad you're here. We're broadcasting through 11:50 a.m. outside of Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The program focuses on out-of-this-world information, including psychic phenomena, UFOs, metaphysics, and predictions for the coming years in Seattle, the United States, and beyond. We are the fastest-growing spiritual, psychic, and UFO radio program in the world with listeners in over 60 countries. And I apologize for my throat today, but I've gotten a bit of a cold after my long travel here. Today's show will be really out of this world. Our first hour is with a gentleman named Ray Chandran. And for those who are not familiar with Ray, he's a wonderful fellow. He is probably one of the most spiritual people in the world. He lives here in Japan. Originally from India, he's been in touch with many great masters, including Jesus, Mary Magdalene, and other incredibly interesting archangels, including Archangel Michael and Archangel Gabriel. He will be coming on for our first hour. I'll be asking him some interesting questions about the future of humanity and what he sees in store for the future, for the rest of this year, for the United States, Japan, and the rest of the world. The second hour will be a very interesting lady named Mamani Ozaki. She is a psychology professor at a major university just outside Tokyo. Her specialty, believe it or not, is academic research into spiritualism and the joy of giving, and the beneficial benefits of being connected healthily, being connected in a good way spiritually with other people. She's an amazing lady. She'll be on for our second hour. She's just outside Mount Fuji, which is a few hours away from Tokyo. I want to tell you that last Sunday I attended what's called the SOAP event, S-O-P-P event. It's called the Symphony of Peace Prayers. It was attended by thousands of people, with some of the most famous scientists and spiritualists from around the world. I was very lucky to meet the head of the event, Mr. Hiro Sionji, and his wonderful wife, as well as Professor Irvin Laszlo from Budapest, Hungary. Professor Laszlo is one of the world's most famous scientists. I consider him at the level of Albert Einstein, except he's living, of course, and he's written over 400 articles and over 75 books on the history and philosophy of science. There's so many publications he's written, it would take the rest of this hour to list them all, but he's an amazing man. I have several interviews I did with him, and the thing that happened, of course, is that, as you know, friends, I'm a psychic, and I often get messages from the other side, and while I was interviewing him, Professor Albert Einstein came through, and he had messages to Professor Laszlo, and we actually talked during the interview, and I was conveying messages back and forth, both from Professor Einstein and Michel de Nostradamus to Professor Laszlo. He was very grateful. Professor Laszlo right now is writing a spiritual book with Deepak Chopra, among other people. Professor Einstein and Michel de Nostradamus said they'd like to provide some input on it, so I'll be doing that with Professor Laszlo here in the coming months. I have been also giving a series of seminars here in Tokyo, channeling the messages of the late Dr. Masaru Emoto. As you know, I firmly believe that when someone dies, no one really, really dies, actually. Their body may pass on, but their soul actually goes on to another dimension. And so I've been very fortunate in accessing Dr. Emoto and talking to him since he's passed on last October. And I've given several seminars here in Tokyo to people here, I had one last night that I gave that was pretty amazing, but we'll go into that a little bit later. I want to first go to my guest now, But before we do, I want to thank everyone for their wonderful support of my program. I would not be able to do this program without the help of my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, providing moral support. My dear friend Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, who helped me start my program. My dear friend Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. My friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show and my angelic and earthly family, as well as my wonderful sound engineer Eric Ryder, who helped me get this show on the air today, and my station manager Eric Crema, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. Before we begin, I'd also like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including Inspired Crystal and Crystal and Spiritual Shop at 765 Broadway in Tacoma, Washington. They have a wonderful shop, and if you're in Tacoma, be sure to stop by and see their show, as well as Brady Oysters in Westport, Washington. If you're in the Westport, Washington area, they have got wonderful seafood, and the prices are very reasonable, and I urge you to visit them. And, of course, the Tokelin Hotel in Tokelin, Washington, which has supported my radio station, and they're just located just 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington, on the beautiful Pacific coast of Washington. Out of This World Radio is supported entirely by donations, and for those who'd like to donate, please go to the Donate button at the upper right-hand corner of their program webpage at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and just click on it. Even a dollar really helps, and I just want to thank everyone for their wonderful support and donations. You can also listen to the show live from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at www.1150kknw.com, and after the show, you can always listen to the show's broadcast at www.outofthisworld1150.com, clicking on any one of our wonderful guests. Well, today I'd love to go, and we'll be talking now to Ray Chandran in Tokyo. Ray, good morning. How are you doing today, my friend?
Good morning, Ken. I'm doing fine.
What a wonderful connection we have. I have to compliment Skype on their technology. It's as if we're all in the same room, even though I know, Ray, you're on another part of Tokyo. I'm here in Tokyo. And Eric, of course, is about 8 or 10,000 miles away in Seattle on the West Coast. But it's like we're all in the same room. Ray, I'd love to have you, if you could talk a little bit, give my throat a little bit of a rest. How did you, could you tell us a little bit about your wonderful background and how you help people?
It all started through my own process when I was really down and out in the dumps. Mm-hmm. When I didn't have any support system and I felt very alone, mm-hmm. depressed, suicidal. And I had to completely surrender because there was nothing else I could do. Mm-hmm. When I surrendered, I saw the hand of God coming to help me through other people. And that gave me hope to be alive and hope to live. And during those moments, when I truly felt the hand of God in my life through other people, I decided that if I'm able to get out of this, I want to be those kind of persons who can support others during the most difficult times.
Wonderful, wonderful, Ray. Now, I know you've been in touch with a lot of really famous and profound spirits on the other side. Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Mary Magdalene. Could you go into a little bit about how you've been in contact with these very profound and famous people on the other side?
I would say it's nothing special when one raises one's vibration and we are able to match the vibration of the vibration which the masters has, then one can easily connect. The masters cannot come into our reality because there is free will, and plus our dimensional reality is around 3.5 at this time. But masters are mostly from the fifth and above. But if we can raise our vibrational frequency, then the masters can easily connect with us because they are not coming to our level. We are going to their level.
I see. Very interesting point. And you've been able to do this now. Do you think collectively that the vibration of the planet is raising as time goes on?
Definitely. It's raising. That's why you see so many much problems in the world at this time, because the higher vibration is creating higher light. So everything which has been hidden from the past is coming up for clearing and healing. Definitely there is a shift. If you look at any part of the world, people are asking, is there more to life than just my regular existence, including countries like China, Vietnam, and of course, US and other countries. Even in Russia, people are asking, is there more to my life than just my regular living or existence? Mm-hmm. It itself raises one's vibration, and of course, raises the vibration of the planet. So all over the world this is happening. But what's interesting to note is, the first awakening is done mostly by ladies all around the world. It is 80% ladies who are awakening. But this happened because ladies are naturally, they are the givers of life. They birth. So they are wired in a very different way. So they are more open and accessible to the spirit, because they are much more connected to their feeling body than the men. So it is ladies who are awakening throughout the world at this time, much more than men.
You know, I have to tell you, Ray, I am so glad you brought that point up, because I've been attending these seminars here in Tokyo, and also giving my own seminars on messages from Dr. Moto. And about over half are women. I mean, there are men there, of course. I'm a man. But I think that the lesson of this is that both men and women have to awaken the intuitive powers within them and tie into the universal consciousness of loving and giving. That's there. That's there within all of us. And it's not so much an energy found just in women. It's in men and women. And I think that's important. But I think you're right that women are actually leading the way. I'm sure you know about Emmanuel Eiter. He's a Hollywood director, friend of mine. He's produced several films, spiritual films, including The Invocation and Femme. Now, Femme's an interesting movie because it elucidates and it goes into just what you just said now, Ray, about how women are basically leading the spiritual revolution on this planet. But it's not women per se that's leading the revolution, but actually the intuitive side, the psychic side, the heart chakra is opening up, and that's for both men and women. But we're so grateful that you mentioned that today.
So you will see more and more of awakening happening, even among children. So many new children are being born into the world at this time,
mm-hmm.
who carries higher frequencies, and especially the children with the autistic. You will see more autistic children being born in the world, since they carry such higher frequency. They are here principally to support in the transition of the planet and to support humanity with their high frequency of light and love.
That's fascinating. One of my guests who I'll be having on my show here in sometime in the next couple of months is a woman named Laura Hirsch. Now, Laura is an interesting lady. She's a researcher who lives in the Reno, Nevada area, and she has she's also psychic as well, and has been in contact with Professor Einstein as well as former President Roosevelt. And through her research, she's found that much of the autism in the United States and elsewhere around the world is actually caused by chemicals illegally produced by the United States government in hidden secret underground laboratories in Nevada, where they have accidents and a lot of these chemicals escape into the air. And the problem is that, of course, there's a lot of children vaccinated in the United States with what's called the MMR vaccine, which is measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. And from her psychic research, the spirits have told her that the combination of this MMR vaccination plus the release of these illegal chemicals, which are, by the way, are banned by a treaty that was signed by President Richard Nixon in 1972, but they're still ongoing all these years. The combination of those two items causes autism in children. And the rates for autism, for example, in the United States, Ray, and my dear listeners around the world, has gone from one child in 10,000 in 1995, 1996, to, Laura says now, the actual rate is 1 in 29 children have it. And it's just incredible. Where's the public outcry? I think there's a lot of people concerned about what's going on. But once again, this project, this These chemicals made by our government are made in secret without any public oversight. It's part of the black budget, many covert programs that our government maintains without any public oversight whatsoever. And this is what you have. She said that in her books that these secret facilities are located outside Winnemucca, Nevada. They're also located outside of Las Vegas, Hawthorne, Nevada, and another area, possibly around Area 51, another secret base maintained at U.S. government expense without any public oversight whatsoever. But your comments about autism is very interesting. Could you explain? Now, I know that, do you know much about autism? I don't. I know that kids who are autistic, they do develop psychic powers, don't they? Ray, do you know much about that?
Yes, definitely. Let's call in a master who will communicate about autistic child. Hello, precious one. This is Archangel Metatron. Yes, everything there is a divine purpose. What do autistic children carry? But if you really look at what your guests have said, Laura Hirsch, why do some children has autistic and why everybody is not affected? Have you ever wondered this? Why only some child?
I it's interesting point. No, I have wondered that. I have wondered that. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The soul is choosing to have this experience at this time because for a particular reason. For there is a chemical reaction in the physical body which causes autistic. But also, when there is autism, they are able to tap into the interdimensional aspects of themselves. And these children come with the interdimensional aspect rather than just the linear aspect which most of us are aware of. Linear means one step at a time, one way at a time. But these children are coming with the interdimensional aspect. So they do not look at things in a linear way. They do not think in a linear way. They think in a multi-dimensional way. Because of that, they are able to bring in higher frequencies of light, which is anchored into the ground. And it is through the ground, true healing and transformation will occur and can only occur when we heal the land. So you will see more of the children coming with this new interdimensional aspect and healing the land and healing the place just by being the present. But after 70 years, by the time we hit 2078, when the whole world would have shifted completely and people will be able to see the shift happening, there will be less and less of these children being born. So they are here with the divine purpose, divinely guided by the people, by the guides who support the transformation of this planet.
So in other words, even though it's a very stressful thing for families to go through to have an autistic child often, you're saying that because it does help children develop psychic powers, that ultimately that will help raise the vibrations of the planet? Is that right?
Already, exactly. They're already doing. Because they carry such pure vibrations of love.
I see.
But interestingly, Ted, you will notice that in less than 20 years' time, people will say, I want to have an autistic child in my family. They would invite them to come.
Really?
Yes, because they will say, we will be able to heal our family lineage and family karma through the intense vibration of childhood who comes forth.
Well, you know, I will be having a program on autism here. Soon. I'm not sure when. It depends upon Laura Hirsch's schedule. But I'd love to have you come back on in a joint program with Ms. Hirsch. And your perspective is certainly interesting. And
my dear brother, this is again Metatron speaking. How does one can heal the planet with so many people? Let us say an autistic child or a new child, they are very aware of all the sufferings in the world. So for example, when they take their food, when they eat their meals, Do you know what happens?
Mm-mm.
They are sending the vibrations of the food and the essence, the energy, to all other starving children in the planet. And these children are able to get it at the soul essence level.
Fascinating.
So when they drink milk, not only are they being nourished, but all other children who does not have the milk are also being nourished energetically.
Mm-hmm.
This is how transformation takes place, my dear brother. This is how the new children are on the planet at this time, for it is them who will change the planet.
Hmm. Fascinating. That's actually a point of view that I've never considered, and I want to thank your dear friend Metatron for explaining that and sharing that with us.
How does it work?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you do for yourself, you do for others, because there is no difference between you and others.
Mm-hmm.
Now let us say, where is the soul in the human body?
Mm-hmm.
It is not only inside of you, but all around you. And it's like just like a thread which is going around you, does not get cut there. It goes to the next person, to the next person, to the next person, to the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do for yourself, you are doing for others, because there is no separation of the soul energy from you to other human being.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. And I think we all have the spark of the Creator within us, right?
Yes, but the soul energy is inside of you and goes like a tube of light around you and does not stop at you. Then it goes to the next person, to the next person, to the next person.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Fascinating.
So you must always ask one thing. Of course, for parents, from outward appearance, it's challenging to bring an autistic child.
Yes.
But the parents themselves have chosen as a part of their blueprint to be a parent, because dear one, the parent also has life lesson in having an autistic child. Is it not, dear one? There is no mistake, there is no accident. It's a blueprint the parents have chosen with the child. The child will have autistic, and the parents will have challenges. It's part of the blueprint which they made before they are born.
Professor Einstein has just come into me psychically, and he wanted to add this comment as well, that many years ago when he was alive on this planet, he said that he thought that the universe was a deterministic universe in which God does not play with dice. And he believes that strongly now as well, that everything happens for a reason and for a purpose.
So of course. So honor these children, for they are the blessed ones who will shift the frequencies of the planet and change the world.
That's an amazing and profound statement you and Metatron made, and I just want to thank you so much for sharing that. It's a viewpoint that I honestly had not considered. What do you see for the rest of this year and the rest of the decade into the 2020s?
I would say, you would say, Metatron is here. You would say only one thing. The world is going through a crazy period at this time, a transformation period. If you were to look at why the world is as it is today at this time, everything is coming for clearing and healing. The race relations in America, all the ugliness being shown in the world stage in the name of religion,
mm-hmm.
It's coming for healing, looking at it and not applying a band-aid anymore, but applying a principle which can heal permanently and then move on.
Mm-hmm.
So what we see from our perspective, we see only good things for happening on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest shifts you will see is around 2038, where there will be a shift so profound where everybody will feel that there is something shifted in the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2075, the world will have a complete transformation, and everybody will be on the same wavelength, moving to a new reality of, let us create more joy and peace, and war is a barbaric thing. We were barbarians. My God, why did we do this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is the shift we see happening. And we see a positive outcome happening, where people will come together and say, let us live in harmony, and also live in harmony with the Mother Earth. For she is part of us. So this is what we see happening at this time, a joining of hands together all around the world and honoring and understanding that Mother Earth is part of us and we need to protect her and take care of her and work with her in harmony. And we see this shift happening by 2038 and by 2075 crystallized.
I have been in touch with, been very honored and grateful to be in touch with Michelle de Nostradamus for the last couple of months. This contact has come through the late Dr. Emoto. I've been in contact with Dr. Emoto on an almost daily basis since he passed away last October 17, 2014. And Mr. Nostradamus would like to say make a couple of comments. First off, the timelines changed for humanity on this planet about 4 years ago, and it's shifted from one of basically conflict, world conflict, to one of world peace and true spiritual prosperity. I've mentioned this before, but he said that your work, Ray, my program, the work of the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, which is now being carried on, of course, by his wonderful staff in Tokyo and worldwide, is transforming the planet into a far happier and far far better place. The spiritual, it's going to be a spiritual revolution and a spiritual evolution that is going to take the world by wildfire, and it's going to become very, 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 very successful. People ultimately will learn to live in harmony. Crime will become a thing of the past, as will poverty. And we really, truly will create a paradise on Earth. Sure, there's going to be some challenges. We've got a lot of challenges on this planet, but it's all for the good, and we're looking at a very, very, very bright future. He said by the 2020s and by the end of the 2030s that things will be so much better than even that they are now. And he wanted to come in and say that and applaud you for your work as well, and thank Archangel Metatron for his comments as well.
For one of the biggest shifts you see is the business community coming to a different sense of doing business.
Interesting.
What do we mean by that? Mm-hmm. For example, let us say a Nike shoe made in Indonesia. Okay?
Right.
They are getting maybe $10 their salary per day. $1 or $1.50 an hour. So these people are not able to buy their own product which they make, is it not, Devon?
That's right.
So the business will realize that if he can give them a better wage, then you are opening a new market.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
And just imagine all the people, poor people, who are able to afford to buy everything just because the company raises wages.
Sure.
They will open up more market, is it not, Devon?
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
Just imagine Africa. Any poor countries, Devon. So business will say there is a much more money to be made in terms of quantity,
mm-hmm,
instead of just having a segment of people who can afford to buy the things.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine even Apple product, let's say Apple iPod or anything.
Mm-hmm.
If they say we will make it a product which can be sold, which can be used by millions of other people, they'll find more customers, is it not?
Absolutely, they will. Absolutely.
You see, this is a new trend the business is going into.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It will be called the new shift of paradigm among the business community. And when that happens, naturally, people's consciousness starts shifting. How come? Because the natural energy of survival will be slowly being vanished. When the people have enough money to just basic survive and have the basic necessities of life, then they have the consciousness to start looking at the higher aspect of life.
I have to share this with you, Ray, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but there was a book that I ran into that I picked up the other day about that very topic, and guess it was it was written by, of all people, former Prime Minister, it was the responsible for Glasnost in the Soviet Union. He was the final Prime Minister back in
Gorbachev.
Gorbachev wrote a book exactly right on that topic, right on that topic. Of all people, here was the leader of this, the last leader of the Soviet Union.
My dear brother, Gorbachev is an ascended master who has come here to shift the consciousness of millions of people. So he accomplished his work brilliantly, for he's an ascended master.
It was amazing. I saw the book. I saw the book, and then I looked at the author, and I was very pleasantly surprised. Believe me, to run into that. I just want to also say that for those who are just tuning in, this is Out of This World Radio with your host Ted Marr. I'm actually broadcasting live from Tokyo, Japan today, where I've been attending, giving a series of seminars. On channeled messages from the late Dr. Masaru Emoto at the guest of the Emoto Peace Project here in Tokyo. And we have on the line Ray Chandran, who I consider one of the world's most famous and interesting psychics, here in Tokyo by Skype. But please continue, Ray. I'd love to hear some more of your comments about President Gorbachev.
President Gorbachev is from another planet, Andromeda, who has come here with his special abilities to have complex negotiations and to bring harmony among all the people and to shift the consciousness. For a new consciousness will be born in Russia, which even your famous psychic Edgar Cayce talked about it.
Fascinating.
Why do you think many American channelers and others are going to Russia at this time? Thousands of people attend. For a new consciousness is being born there. And since they have not been conditioned to any particular religious dogma like Western countries or Eastern countries,
right. They
will be able to open to a completely new form of spirituality,
which is
the way of living in harmony, called the shamanic way of living. This was the true teachings of Master Jesus. It was nothing but worshipping, how to live in harmony with all of creation itself.
I have to tell you that there is a famous a Russian scientist, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Smirnov, and he has come out with some incredible research, spiritual research, and found a spiritual way to prevent and eliminate cancer. And actually, his water products called Angel Water are distributed by the Emoto office here in Tokyo. And what the Emoto office does is distribute this water. It's called Angel Water to the children of Fukushima for free, so they don't get cancer. But he is from Russia, and he's doing some incredible research that. He's one of a kind. It's just amazing. But you're right. I think there's a lot of amazing things going on in Russia.
And you will see, because since they are not having a dogma of any particular religion, they'll be open to many new ideas. And you will see a big shift happening in that part of the world. The whole Baltic region will shift. So we see many awakening happening in many parts of the world. Africa will have great shift after some of the present leaders are gone. African people will say, let us unite. They are already in the form of processing and making their own African band, where all African nations will come together and say, it is time for us to reunite once again. Because we have so much resources where we have been exploited. Now let us take the power in our own hands. For as we know, they have been fed that they are unworthy people. And it is in the psyche. And they have been misused by all cultures who conquered them. They are in the process of awakening at this time. And they will become one of the richest continent, more than 10 times more than America.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
In 27 years' time, there will be democracy in China.
I was going to ask you about
China. We want to talk about two things. If you see now, Chinese are traveling more frequently than any other countries in the world, is it not? Of course, they have a bad reputation of how they behave.
Right.
But you must remember, every country went through this process.
That's true. Yeah.
And second thing, Chinese people, when they started making money, they crossed the threshold of survival consciousness.
Okay.
Which is what around in China around $500 a month. If you have $500, you can survive.
Mm-hmm.
But once you hit $500, naturally there's a shift in consciousness that okay, now my basic needs are taken care of, and
right.
now I can have something else to do.
Interesting.
This is why they started traveling.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Chinese government are very well aware of the present situation. Of the shift in the consciousness, and they also know that democracy is a natural outcome of where they are going at the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
But we must prepare people for democracy. Democracy comes with a responsibility.
It's true.
What happened when democracy is thrust upon a human being? What happened in South Africa?
Mm-hmm.
South Africa went bananas, is it not?
It's the highest chaos.
Is that the highest murder capital in the world, is it time? Is it Taiwan?
Wow.
So democracy must come with a responsibility and must be educated. And it's what happening. Understand. This is why Chinese government are allowing the people to go out and study and understand. Because traveling is the best educator, is it not?
I want to tell you just really quickly what you did, the comment that you just made just now, Ray. I have to tell you, last year about this time, I had the wonderful and always interesting Dr. Helen Caldicott from Australia. She's a wonderful lady. I've known her for about 30 or 40 years. And she said that she's been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize for her peace efforts with respect to nuclear power. And she said that any with democracy comes responsibility, and she mentioned that because so many people in the United States don't vote, which is really unfortunate. In Australia, she said that people are required to vote, and you have to work to make a democracy work, of course.
So you see, there will be shifts. If you see, even right now in South American countries, there is a great shift happening, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Even in the country of Peru, they even made a law called Panchamama,
mm-hmm.
protecting the Mother Earth. Is it not, dear?
Really? Fascinating. Do you know much about that you could share with my listeners?
Yes, because they said it is time you start recognizing that Mother Earth is a part of our life. Like a human citizen, we protect human beings. Why not we protect this aspect of life itself? For Mother Earth is life, is it not?
Absolutely.
You would not take a life deliberately of another human being. So would you harm Mother Earth? For she is a living entity. Is it not, Deva?
That's true.
This is enlightened living, Deva.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is happening in South America. If you look at South American countries, and you see, there's a great shift happening. And the leaders are becoming more conscious and more aware. And the people are becoming aware, and they are giving the power to the people. But of course, it upsets many countries like your country and other countries, which has other interest to keep the people under the thumb.
Right.
But that is not happening at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And it will shift and shift again. Now, let me ask you one thing, dear brother. Your country, after so long, signed a beautiful agreement with Cuba.
Okay? That's true. That's true.
Now, if you look back and say, it is ridiculous, is it not?
Right. It is ridiculous.
Yes. So why? There is a shift happening.
I
even
agree.
At that level.
I agree.
Yeah. Because many awakened souls are sending light to the leaders, higher self, so that they are able to make a wiser and better decision which affects millions of people's lives.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Is it not? So these new children are sending light into the world, and awakened light workers are sending light into the world. It's affecting even leaders. But still, they are so thick-headed and they have so much ego. It will take some more time. But you see, the world will say, even the problem with the Iran deal is ridiculous if you look at it.
Right.
Every country has nuclear power, including Japan, including Israel. But everybody opposes Iran. It's ridiculous.
Right.
But now they say it's time to make a peace with Iran, because Iran will be the stabilizing factor in the Middle East, my friend.
Interesting.
Now, George Washington wanted to say something. Hello, my dear friends. We are a great nation. We can once again become the pride of other countries and other people all around the world. All people want to come to America, including the terrorists. Why? America is the land which has this energy of being one, able to stand in one's truth and believe and create what they wish to create, for the land supports. But because of distorted policy, many things have shifted. We can bring it back once again.
President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, has just come in when you mentioned the energy of George Washington. And President Kennedy is saying that history goes in cycles. And when he was murdered back on November 22nd, 1963, that was a setback for not only the United States but also the world as well. But now as history is coming back, and the same spiritual opportunities which were present back in the 60s have now re-emerged as well during this time, 2015. But this time these spiritual changes will succeed, and we will change this planet to a far better and far happier place than what we've had. President Kennedy is telling me to tell you that share with you, Ray, and my many listeners, that the basic human nature of people is to be benevolent and loving and kind, and to live in harmony. And all of these wars and all of these conflicts are complete aberrations of the human spirit, and they're temporary aberrations. We've gotten off track, but we're getting on track, and we're getting back on track. We're seeing this shift happen now, actually, that you've mentioned.
But interestingly, what was the biggest shift in 1960? Which changed the consciousness of the planet in a big way, and which assured the coming of the new age starting in 1987, called harmonic convergence. It was the great hippie movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When hippies were there, it was a movement started in 1960s.
Right.
What was their main message? Love.
Love, that's right. All you need
freedom.
Is love. Mm-hmm.
And they changed the consciousness, and they were the forebearers of the shift which happened in 1987 called harmonic convergence.
Mm-hmm.
Same shift happening at this time. But this time the shift is perpetuated by the younger generation.
Hmm. Interesting.
What do they like? Music, smartphone, friendship, love, sex and joy and travel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not, Yaman?
That's right.
But now this is happening all around the world, including Islamic countries.
Fascinating.
And they will shift the world, because one once awakened and raises one's frequency of light,
mm-hmm.
one's auric field is almost 30 feet in 30 feet,
mm-hmm.
and one person can affect 22,000 people, which is called the critical mass. And we have already passed the critical mass.
Great. Wonderful.
22,000 people, one person affects.
So 22,000 people, you said 22,000 people raising their vibration can infect the entire planet.
No, one person raising the vibration can affect 22,000 people.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
This
That's
is how
amazing.
We have already reached a critical mass. So no matter who is trying to stop the plan of planet going forward, it will not happen, because we already reached a critical mass at this time.
That's right.
And we will shift the planet. It's already happened. So what do we see for the whole world? Hope, better living conditions, better understanding that we are all our brother's keepers, we are part of the universe, and we are part of the earth, and living in harmony. Yes, there'll be a lot of drawbacks, a lot of things to work out, but please give it some time. 30, 40 years time, see, we have shifted. We have won this. Because this is not the first time. This is the fifth time the planet has gone through. The last four times, we did not succeed. And then we were destroyed and went deep underground.
Right.
And the Ice Age came. But this time, we have shifted.
I can feel the shift. And I also want to share with you, too, that this is the first time this wonderful spirit has come through to me. It's John Lennon, and he's mentioning his song. Excuse me, I'm getting a little overloaded. He's mentioning his song, Imagine, and I'd like to I didn't tell my wonderful sound engineer Eric about this beforehand, but I'd like to, when we wrap up this hour here in about 10 minutes, I'd love to play Imagine, have us play Imagine at the end. But it has shifted, and this time, Mr. Lennon is saying we will be successful this time.
Yes, so you can see the remnants of some of the old consciousness will start shifting.
Sure, sure.
And how can it will happen? It will happen through the support of Mother Earth, especially using the weather patterns of cold weather. If you look at the world is getting colder and colder.
It's true, it is.
Longer periods of cold.
It's true.
People say about planet warming and this and that. Yes, it's happening, but it's a natural cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And in around 150 years' time, we will have a mini ice age starting from Europe. Mm-hmm. But this time we will not perish, because what happened in this ice age, many of the old remnants energy of discord will be put underneath and we will have a new beginning. And how does it will affect? It will start shifting the magnetics in the planet. Mm-hmm. When the magnetics shift in the planet, the people are more open. For example, in your own country, you look at Connecticut, Virginia, in any of other states, where there is more magnetics in the ground, the people do not change, they're very stubborn. There's more magnetics in the ground in the Middle East, people will not change. But there's very little magnetics in San Francisco. So the people are more open for any new ideas, is it not, Diego?
Interesting point. Interesting point. Thank you for sharing.
And this is
that.
Why you see many whales and dolphins being beached ashore, or the many birds being falling down from the sky, because the magnetics is changing in the ground and the migratory pattern energetic which they are used to, they are not, because suddenly a shift in the magnetics, so they are used to one particular way of flying, or now they are lost. That's why they fall down and die.
Well, I know that there have been news stories coming out in the last couple of years, Ray, that, for example, airports in Florida have had to repaint their the landing strips for planes because the magnetics have changed, completely
exactly,
changed.
Even all atlases have changed.
That's
you see
right.
How Mother Earth is cooperating for this change?
Interesting, very interesting point.
And also, finally, when people living in a cold country, naturally their body is adapted more towards awakening spiritual truth rather than living in a very, very hot country.
That's true. Interesting. Interesting. Fascinating.
So everything is working towards having this great shift at this time.
And I think it's a really good thing, because our children and their children and their children's children will be able to enjoy a far better and far happier place.
Exactly. So we are now paving the road whereby the second generation of children, one generation in the spirit world is 25 years, two generations 50 years, they'll completely shift. So what we are doing right now is making a better future for our children and their children.
That's incredible.
This is why many beings who are awakening at this time, through their own choice and communication with the DNA within their body, they are able to live long periods of life, maybe 120, 130, 150 years of life, so that they are able to hold this higher frequency till the new children completely put down the roots and start making their own inroads into the new way.
Fascinating, fascinating. Well, I know from my conversations with the Galactic Alliance that humans on advanced planets, spiritually advanced planets outside of the Earth here, they live for an average longevity of 1,000 years. And they remember all of their past lives.
Yes, because it's very simple.
Right.
Because aging is not biological.
Hmm.
When you are born, a chemical is released in the physical body called death chemical.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know how to communicate your body to stop the flow of the death chemical in your body, then naturally aging stops. This is the secret of the yogis, my friend. So communication. And how do you remember all your lives? It's again very simple, because in your DNA, what happened in the past is living as a living present experience.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Although it happened 5,000 years back, In your DNA, it's in the present conscious moment.
The Pleiades have said that as we advance, as humans here on this planet advance spiritually, Ray, that they will become, in effect, they will live longer and you'll look younger.
Of course. If you look at any ascended master, do they look very old and crumpled? No, they look very healthy, is it not?
That's true, they do. They look very, very healthy. That's right.
Because
that's right.
You can communicate to your body and you can change the molecular structures in the body by cellular communication and activation of your DNA.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. I know that from the pictures I've seen that the Pleiades people, they live about 1,000 years, 1,100 years. And if you were, for example, to meet a 300-year-old Pleiadian woman or man, they would actually look about 30 Earth years, which is amazing. It's amazing to think about. But and the incredible thing is that if you're living on a planet that's spiritually advanced, I think this planet, the Earth, is becoming, could you imagine what you could do in 1,000 years of longevity?
Yes. Because, dear one, there is a purpose. For we will evolve as a planet as a whole. And we would collectively shift the universe itself.
It's amazing. Would you, for example, have several families during that time? You know, not just one. If you were,
of course.
Yeah, it's just amazing to think about. You know, would you have, for example, if you lived for 1,000 years, would you have 20 different careers during that time?
Of course. But we are not fully prepared and ready mentally at this time.
Right.
For example, if you look at the life of Anna, who is the grandmother of Jesus.
Yes.
She lived 625 years, and she was a precursor who came to the planet 600 years back to set the foundation for that the master can walk in when he came in.
Oh, that's amazing. That is just amazing.
But again, you must remember one thing. Let us say for you, Ted, let's say you live 300 years and you have a spouse or a children.
Right.
It's very difficult for you to see the passing of your children and your spouse and their children and their spouse and things. Is it not?
Yes, it would be. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's fascinating. I want to live 150 years, but are you emotionally ready? Let me tell you one thing before we go. Most people, more even spiritual people, highly advanced people, emotional maturity is less than 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Interesting. I just wanted to say quickly, we've got just a couple of minutes left, but I want to just ask everyone to please stay tuned for our next guest. We'll be going to Manami Osaki on her wonderful spiritual research on the joy of giving and the positive benefits of being spiritual. But Ray, we've got about a minute and a half left, and I'd love to have you have the rest of the time to wrap up your wonderful and interesting interview today.
So I would like to say to all of you, dream big. This is the time of creation. Well, the Creator recently told Ray to tell everybody, the simple message is, what truth you hold in your heart, the other side, the fifth dimension, the creative side, will match the same frequency and same intention. So what truth do you hold in your heart about yourself and humanity?
Mm-hmm.
Do you hold the truth of hope?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you will find it.
That's right.
Believe you can make a change. Believe that there can be peace in your heart. Believe that there can be freedom in your heart. And this is what you will experience it. Because what you hope, eventually you will experience. And what you experience, you will eventually feel it. And what you feel it, eventually you will become. And what you become, you will be.
Wonderful, Ray. Very, very profound. Well, I'd like to end this hour with Imagine by John Lennon.